Hello, Patriots. Thanks for tuning in and stopping by. I appreciate you spreading the word about this show. There are more exciting shows out there that, you know, use bad language and, you know, have fights on air with people and that kind of stuff. We don't want to do that. We want it to be like a haven, a sanctuary, a place where you can go to and know that you're going to get some good information without it being stuff that's going to get you into trouble, but at least you'd be aware of it. I wanted to go back a little bit into the past to bring you to where we are right now and explain a little bit more, because I think I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but it obviously would be nice if I had some confirmation on that. The guest call-in number is 319-527-6779. All right. I've put a couple of things down to go over. And one of the things that I wanted to point out was that years ago, like decades ago, I was trying to get a business going after losing my college job. I was told by the lawyers that I consulted with that I had a great case, but I would, you know, basically spend years in court and spend lots of money. And they said at the time, you know, your family is young, your husband has a good job. Do you really want to spend your time that way? And I knew that, you know, our children were depending on me to be mentally and emotionally present with them, because I was the only care provider. As I said in the past shows, my family is all on the East Coast, all over the world, and then my husbands are in Europe and Australia and other places. So, you know, I had a very small support system, and I didn't want to not be there for my kids, be in court or, you know, be upset and out of it or, you know, whatever. So I chose to just try to do what I've been doing, which is to talk to people on the radio show, talk to people in person. I spoke at a couple events. I spoke to a group probably 3 times. But what it comes down to is that unless you have, you know, what they call, you're an influencer, where you have hundreds of thousands of followers, very well say to people, oh, please come on my show. I have a huge following. Now, on my original website, Celebration Depot, if I go into the back of it, I can show that I've got, you know, millions of individual, you know, page hits, as they call it, views. A lot of the people that advertise on there, I actually made their logos for them to help them. Well, quite a few anyway. And so I could point to all that and, you know, say, look, you know, come on my show, and, you know, believe it or not, I have a huge following, but it's just, I tell them not to, so they don't get rates. You know, it is what it is. But I can't even get sponsors because I look like I'm not viable. I don't have followers, don't have a footprint. I mean, I can't even, on Getter, I have my account, Laura Parrish, Lori and Company Show, and I have Laura Bella, which is the website, you know, which is, you know, my right to use Bella as my name. You know, I can use that, just like, you know, people use other names for their businesses, but I can't even post on Laura Bella any longer on Getter. And I don't know why, but my point for telling you that is, before I came on the show, I asked God to show me what I'm supposed to say and to give me some guidance. And what I opened to, without even trying, was in the Starting Your Day Right devotions book that Joyce Meyer wrote. I had gone to one of her seminars, so I would, hear what she has to say. And what I opened to, as God would have it, guided me to this part of the book. Enjoy your life. Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord and not from men that you will receive the inheritance, which is your real reward. Colossians 3:23-24. And Jesus died so that we can enjoy abundant life, not just the days you are off work or on vacation or when you get to go shopping or golfing, but every day of your life. So with that said, that's what motivates me. I know that the answer is to have your own business, to have something that you do that nobody else does the same or as well. And in my husband's case, once he lost his engineering job, along with a bunch of other senior engineers, for the first time in his life, he was able to explore other things. I mean, he was a guy who didn't have time for TV or for football games or golf because he was working very weird hours, doing testing on satellites and going in it. Into the labs at night when it was quiet because I had to do a test and do it when no one was around. I mean, he didn't have a normal life, so to speak. And in a way, that's kind of like how veterans or military are. They have jobs and they have, occupation skills that they are taught. I think it's called MOS. But, they don't have a 9-to-5 job that like everyone else or, I party too much this weekend. I can't go to work today. They have to be on their game all the time. And I got Toby Keith's song about American Soldier, that they're on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. When people say honor our military, sometimes they say it, but they don't really mean it or understand the sacrifice that they make and their families. And it's not just, men, it's their, this woman and that they're doing the same thing, being away from their kids. So with that said, I kept trying to have my own business, and I started them and failed, and, I got distracted. And then I thought to myself, well, what does it matter if I have a business, even if it does okay, if my country's gone? And this all came around the time that Obama came on the scene. And I knew how evil he was. I had done research, and I had been sent information from people. And so I had even more intel on him than most people did. And then I realized that I was being observed because apparently someone realized that I was being sent intel that I wasn't supposed to have because I wasn't, in the system. I wasn't an approved person to be spreading this information. So that's when all the hellfire rained down on us. And, I was really, really worried about my safety as well as my family's. And so I just kind of took a low profile for a while. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because the more people that are aware of what's going on, the easier it will be to help others who are not, but also you don't make yourself a target because more people will say, oh, yeah, I heard about that. Or when I was doing this 20 years ago, 15 years ago, people looked at me like I was speaking a foreign language and had two heads. And so being awake early wasn't really that beneficial to me personally. It just made it harder to get people, on the same page. And one of the consequences was that my family on the East Coast and my friends here in the LA area that kind of broke ties with me in particular, because I think they thought I was just too upset and angry. And I was, and I am, because I know what's going on. And they don't. And that's, you know, that's because they're busy working, you know, jobs and building businesses, and, you know, they've got kids and all kinds of stuff happening in their lives. So it's not their fault. But my reason for telling you all that is that I can't say that I have all the answers, but I know that I find things in my on my desktop, in my email, that I'm not seeing talked about anyplace else. So I keep sharing it because I feel like I'm being sent it for a reason. But what upsets me is that other people who are doing a whole lot less to try to wake up people somehow get all the glory and get, you know, the recognition and get the respect. I've been so disrespected over these last 10 years, where I believe that I had good people, good white hats, you know, working on trying to help. And, you know, they just left me out in the lurch. You know, they were giving me advice and, you know, we were being audited, et cetera. And then they just disappeared. And, you know, the only thing I have to show for all of this, all this hard work that I did, was like my website is inoperable. And I had my followers suddenly disappear, and I was banned everywhere. The only reason I'm not banned on Twitter right now is because I'm using a throwaway another phone. So I'm sure they'll figure that out and they'll get rid of me too again. But as you may or may not know, it's very hard to have a business if you are not on social media. That's the way they want it. They want to see what you're thinking, who your contacts are. They want to investigate you to see where you're getting your supplies from, that you're paying for your supplies, that if you're, you know, buying them wholesale, that you're doing your reports and doing your seller's permit, you know, resales crap and all the other crap they do to make people's lives miserable. And, you know, if you have a seller's permit, you have to keep reporting, even if you had no sales, you know, what the status is, or they'll yank your seller's permit. And so I reported that I had no sales too many times, and because I was, you know, everything was on hold while I was getting this mess sorted out with our, what was done to us by the Obama-Biden regime. And, you know, so I just became like some just off the radar. And on top of it, suddenly all these trolls start putting out false reports and accusations about, saying that I had, you know, big business with lots of employees, and, you know, that I was, you know, not being forthright and honest. And so they put a target on me and my business. And at the time, I had just bought Premier Bride, the online version. And suddenly I'm blocked out of being able to have access to that. And the new owner, who was in the music industry, wouldn't return my phone calls. And so I could have spent, you know, more years in court trying to get that sorted out, but and more money. But, you know, it was just like, what the hell? You know, it's like I'm so, so worn out. So I'm telling you this because things have changed. The tide is turning, but like I'm not getting, you know, privileged information. It's all out there, but you have to know where to look for it. And you're not going to get it on the mainstream media because they're bought and owned by Big Pharma. As an example, like, I don't know, 73% of the ads on news networks is, you know, Big Pharma, you know, drugs and, you know, Viagra and all of the crap that they sell. So you have to go hunting for it. And what I'm trying to do in order to help people not be left out in the cold and, trying to figure out what's going on, because a lot of weird stuff's going to come out, a lot of shocking stuff that is going to be hard to swallow. I'm trying to get people prepared ahead of time. And I did a lot of research over the last 15 years, especially because I wanted to understand what was going on. So as I said, one of the beginnings of my shows a while ago, not saying I have all the answers, but I know I can tell you what I think. So that's what I'm going to do next. I'm going to just try to get you on the same page. And one of the things is the images that I've included on the show notes. If you have a question, you can call in 319-527-6779. One of the images is showing the ball stuff, B-A-A-L. Now, I'm a person who grew up not watching scary movies. I saw some of the major ones like Salem's Lot and The Exorcist and a few other very scary one, or the Interview with the Vampire with Tom Cruise, and what's that guy's name? The one that was married to Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt. I have seen scary movies, so I'm not like some baby, but I just do not enjoy scaring myself, and I also find those images are very hard to forget about. So the ball thing, B-A-A-L, that's an ancient god that people would, literally sacrifice their children to in order to get, good crops so that their herds would not die and that kind of stuff. But behind the scenes, people aren't really aware that there is a group of, I guess you would say cult members, and they infiltrated into every other group, including Scientology, including regular Christian churches, including the Masons. I mean, people have a bad opinion of the Masons. The Masons got infiltrated just like our U.S. government got infiltrated, just like Hollywood got infiltrated in D.C. I mean, these people are very demonic and very determined to get what they want. And one of the things that they want is to change humanity. And, part of what we just went through was a trial run of that. And as I told you in one of the last shows, in October 2019, Bill Gates and Rockefeller, he's dead, I think, but Rothschilds and other big wigs, corporations, maybe Zuckerberg, maybe Dorsey, the admitted Satanist. Yeah, I said it. you should be more careful what you tweet, Mr. Dorsey. They met in 2019 with the John Hopkins Hospital, to discuss a pandemic and how a virus could be used to, the pretense was that it was to see how they would respond to it, that if something bad happened, how they would respond. But that wasn't really what they were doing. They were working on trying to figure out how they could derail Trump, get Trump out of office, use the plan, the pandemic to shut things down and take over in the aftermath. But another big part of it was to try and use this jab to see what the results would be on human bodies, because they didn't have any, they didn't have time for human trials or for people to volunteer to take an experimental gene-altering poison vax, there's all kinds of crap in it, including mercury and graphene oxide and aborted fetal tissue and all the other crap that's in there, cancer cells, which are used for growing them, I guess the growing medium. So my point for telling you all this is that they basically were pushed into expediting their plans because Trump played along with it in order for them to, roll it out. Because the whole idea was to get them to put their chips on the table and expose themselves, but also at the same time that the what I would call the white hats could ascertain who the players were. And, you know, people that you think are nice are not necessarily nice, and people that you think are evil might just be, you know, going along with things because they want to stay alive. So it's very, it's a very difficult, slow process to sort this mess out. And in my opinion, after doing my research, and I encourage you all to do your own, in my opinion, there have been key people in power, including Putin, working on trying to expose what I call the cabal. And, you know, the cabal isn't just one country. It's made up of lots of people with different allegiances, people that, you know, are not Christians, people who claim to be Christians but aren't, Jews, people that are not Jewish, non-practicing Jews, but they had Jewish, heritage. It's all, if you're wicked, you're in it. And that's what it comes down to. So I encourage you to look at what I've posted on my Getter feed under Laurie Parrish, but also on YouTube, UGETUBE, there is March 15th, 2022, Biden's HRC, more sanctions, Ukraine liberated, gold, Kramer meltdown is the name of the episode. It's from Santa Surfing, who's in Hawaii. And a lot of people say that, her stuff is, wishful thinking and silly stuff, but she has put out stuff that I have not seen elsewhere. And one of the things is the Russian soldiers speaking to the Ukrainian people who speak Russian, because Ukraine is not a separate country. It's an area that was or is part of Russia. And the Russian soldiers are telling the Ukrainian people, that they're there to liberate them from the the cabal, the Nazis that have been taken over and, stealing elections and stealing kids and doing experiments on them and selling humans and selling organs and all the other crap that they're doing. And, for the average person, this is like way over their pay scale, and they're not going to be able to, stomach it. It seems to me that the tide has turned, that people are realizing, like, oh, my gosh, Trump was not just telling us the truth. He was trying to save us. And the people that he has in his cabinet, as well as on his team, so to speak, they actually are way more informed than most people give them credit for. But like Mike Pompeo, he former military, and he was in military intelligence, and so was Vice President Pence, who a lot of people have decided is a traitor because he didn't stop the certification of the bogus election. Things maybe worked out and panned out the way they were supposed to, so that people would be woken up or awakened. Because there's a lot of people that I think are straight shooters that are not against Pence. So let's just see what happens. I heard Trump say recently that Mike Pence was his friend. But even if Mike Pence is not a good guy, he's got kids and son-in-law for sure, and I think a son in the military. So you're putting those people in danger by bashing Mike Pence. So just, you know, hold your powder. Just wait and see, because it's all coming to a big crescendo. Like, we've been watching a very strange, you know, very weird movie. Like, for example, when Trump and when Biden and Obama and Harris were in the same room, and they're in the White House, and yet everyone's ignoring Biden, and Biden keeps trying to get Obama's attention, and Obama keeps ignoring him, and Joe Biden ends up walking around like he's some, you know, senile old geezer at a nursing home. And he is old, and he is a geezer, and he's a you know, crook, and a, I think, a slimy man who's been getting rich off of his titles and his power for a long time. I mean, he's been in government for over 40 years. And just so you know, it was Biden who was part of pushing for the war in Iraq and part of the Patriot Act, which took away a lot of our civil liberties. And there were people complaining about it at the time, like Senator Ron Paul, who's a doctor and who was in the military, and Rand Paul, his son, who's a doctor, an eye surgeon, saying, you know, it's a slippery slope. And like, even Rand Paul has said, putting a wall around our country, you know, is, people think it seems like a great idea, but it also can make it so you can't get out. So, you know, we have to have, like, very reasonable, very civilized, caring, thoughtful conversations about this. And the communists and the left and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who just made a lot of money off of this whole riots that they did and the killing that they did, they're not held accountable for. You know, they're buying up mansions in Southern California with the money that was donated by stupid people to them. You know, they are rabble raisers or whatever. They're the flamethrowers. They're the ones that are hell bent on tearing down everything so they can build it back. But build it back with their people in charge, and you know, it's going to be hell. It's going to be, you think it's bad now, it'll be horrible if these demented, evil, perverted, stupid, nasty, crappy, ugly, evil people get more power. So that can't happen. We've got to stand up, and we have to stand up now together. If you want to call in, 319-527-6779. Now, the good news is that there are enough independent bloggers and reporters and people like me who just want, you know, to have things get back to normal, that people have studied and paid attention to. But if you don't hear about them or you know, follow people who are following those people, you're not going to know about it. So that's one of the things I try to do, is point at the people that I think are telling information that needs to be told and can be counted on. And everyone knows, you know, Glenn Beck has done a lot to expose things with his shows. And, I think Steve Dace is a straight shooter. He used to be a Republican strategist, and he just wrote the book A Nefarious Plot. And that's being made into a movie. And Mark Levin wrote, who's a New York Times best-selling author and a syndicated radio host, put on the front of Steve's book, A Nefarious Plot, "This book will make you squirm, make you think, and also make you laugh until you realize the joke is on us all. I'm sorry, the joke is on us and future generations." Even Kirk Cameron, who started the campfire revival effort that he's undertaken. It's on Facebook, trying to get people just to sit down and talk civilly. Kirk Cameron, who's made movies like Monumental, wrote Exhilarating, Frightening, True. If George Washington and Jesus co-wrote a new edition of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, it would probably read a lot like Steve Dace's of Nefarious Plot. Awesome. And the founder of Living Waters, Ray Comfort, wrote, God bless Steve Dace for his love of the truth and for his concerns for the host, the lost. May God use a nefarious plot, set a fire in our hearts in these trying times. I actually have to start reading it. My twin finished it. She's kind of wondering how this is going to be made into a movie because it's very difficult. But we'll see. So the reason I'm telling you about this is, so those, you know, those people are on radio and TV and Roku, and you can find them. They have, you know, apps, and so they're easy to find. But there's other people that are, you know, speaking truth to power, as they say. One of them is LT, who's a former Marine, retired of nweknow.com. He has contacts all over the world because he's lived all over the world. He gets stuff that you're not seeing on regular media. Another one is Melissa in Texas, who has freedomforce.live. And, you know, she's had great guests and been interviewed, and she's, you know, been on a lot of shows. And she's unusual because she's tried to make a searchable library of videos that she's made on different subjects, looking at current events through a biblical perspective. And she also has a music library for teaching kids scripture using her singing, you know, little jingles, so to speak, to help kids remember scripture. Because once if you have the Word of God in you, it's much harder for evil to come at you, because you basically, in the spiritual world, you shine, okay? You have a bubble around you. You are protected. And you also stand out. I mean, I can pick out people who are Masons, and I can pick out people who are Mormons. I can pick out people who are evil, and people who are just, you know, plain stupid and ignorant. So, you know, it gives you discernment when you have the Word of God in you. But the reason I'm mentioning Melissa is because she wrote a book called 1,000 Years of Peace, and she goes through Revelation, and she looks at it from a different point of view. And, you know, most of the Bible colleges, the theology schools, did not teach things correctly, and mainly because either they were told to teach it that way, or they didn't know better, or they didn't have the Holy Spirit in them, or the colleges were all funded by, you know, Rockefellers and Rothschilds and Annenberg Foundation and all the people out there that have money, and just because they have money and they think they can control the world. I mean, the stupidity of people, even if they are wealthy, is really hard to fathom. That's another show. But just because someone is wealthy does not mean that they are wise, okay? So there's a lot of wise people out there that have been around the block a few times. And another person is a war correspondent, real journalist, Lara Logan. She's been interviewed by LT of And We Know, and she's been on Cowboy Logic on the War Room, I believe. It's where Cowboy Logic is, with Donna Fiducia and her co-host Han. I think that's his last name. But Lara Logan is a straight shooter. I think she's from South Africa, and she was at the Arab Spring that Obama and Move On and the Communist Party of America and the rest of the morons orchestrated in the Middle East. And something horrible happened to her there, and she has a different perspective. She's not sitting in a studio with a makeup person doing her hair and telling her, read this, you know, that's you know, Maldow and a lot of the other people on Fox now. They all want their jobs, and it's understandable. But Fox is controlled by the Rupert brothers, the Murdoch brothers are socialists, and they do what they want because their dad is out of the picture. And, you know, the guy who founded Fox, Roger Ailes, is gone, so as in deceased. So, you know, the whole place has gone downhill. But can you imagine, out of all the networks out there, we had one network that was moderate, middle of the road, with Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and, you know, Steve Doocy and the rest of the gang. Now they're just sounding much more like CNN and MSNBC. So, you know, freedom of speech does matter. And it's sad to me that people are still tuning into the networks and they're thinking, oh, it's not on CNN. It can't be true. They are not going to show you what's going on, okay? I'm trying to point you to the right place because it'll save you time, but also because I have nothing to gain from saying, I'm not under any non-disclosure. I can say whatever I want. It's still a free country, relatively speaking. And I'm allowed to have an opinion. In my opinion, the major networks are bought and owned by corporations. Six corporations own them, and they tell them what to say. And the CIA has been infiltrated. The CIA was established after World War II when stupid Americans, stupid British intelligence decided that they really needed what the Nazis knew, and so they made a deal and they imported Nazis. Okay, it's called Operation Paperclip. That's a big part of this puzzle, how this happened to us. There's a book, it was a show actually, Man in the High Tower, that kind of deals with that we think that we're, you know, free, but we're not free. Okay, it's hard for people to get their heads wrapped around, but there's something wicked is pulling the strings. And I personally have come to the conclusion that it's not just stupid, evil men and women. I think that they are possessed, or there is an entity that is a force that controls them. I mean, supposedly Hitler was getting his marching orders from, you know, some very dark, evil force. And supposedly the Nazis went down to Antarctica. And there's a book about that by Steve Quayle called Empire Under the Ice, or something similar to that. And it's Quayle, Q-U-A-Y, L-E. So something was going on in Antarctica, and that's been covered up as well. I personally have come to the conclusion that in Antarctica, it's not frozen wasteland. Once you start going inwards, it's actually a whole other continent that is beautiful and green with vegetation and you know, life, animals, etc. And the outside perimeter might be frozen, but not the whole thing. And I come to a conclusion because why would there be having a whole area of the world off limits to most of us? And why are they having things going on down there? Why did Obama and even the high-ranking Catholic Archbishop go down there to Antarctica if it was just such a dead, you know, wasteland? And also because they're talking about on these other channels that most people don't listen to, like McAllister TV Online and Santa Surfing on YouTube. We're talking about people like I think it's Bill Gates and other wealthy people buying up mineral rights on foreign, on planets, like, you know, getting mineral rights filed for Mars and things like that. So they obviously know something, that there's either something there that's worth, you know, it's valuable, or they're just, I don't know. I mean, how can you get mineral mining rights on a planet if supposedly we've never been off the planet except for the failed moon rotations? So, well, that's a whole other story for a whole different day. But I'm laughing about that because what they're discussing is that people here, you know, we're just left in the dark because we're not important. You know, there's this, you know, little group that, you know, they're worthy of knowing what the real story is and what really happened at, you know, Roswell, and why in the 1950s there's pictures of UFOs over LA that the military couldn't get rid of, and why they were over the White House. You know, either the pictures are fake or it really happened. I mean, there's people giving their accounts of what happened. So I have a different view of that, because I had something very weird happen to me when I was a new mom, and my husband was with me, and I knew exactly what was going down. I was a mom, but I can't be sure. I think I was at the time. So what I'm rambling on about is that we can help people get through what's going to be coming out if we are not attacking one another and calling each other names and, oh, you're crazy, or, you know, I mean, I've had years and years of abuse from the left, and, you know, it's made me very emotionally worn out. And I just realized, like, I'm so grateful that they leave me alone now, because I think they realize that, you know, that the FBI has been notified, et cetera, so maybe they are afraid of being questioned about, you know, the threats, et cetera. Anyway, so one of the things that's going to be coming out is the human trafficking, but it's also organ harvesting. And, you know, people are worth more dead than alive. And if you're billions of dollars on the side, maybe you'll be willing to, you know, and maybe you also are willing to kill people. I mean, do people ever, you know, have that cross their mind that we're dealing with people that have absolutely no scruples? They don't care. They do not care about human life. In China, they have billions of people. You think they care if one person dies on the street? Only the Christian Chinese, you know, have developed. I guess it's also the Uyghurs and the Buddhists, you know, that are caring about human life. But in general, one of the big things that communists push is that it's all about the collective. It's not about the individual. That goes against everything America has been taught to believe. So symbolism and the subliminal messaging, I've put the images there so you can do your own research. On Melissa of freedomforce.live, her Freedom Force Battalion, she actually has a tab on her right-hand side of her website that talks about subliminal messaging and movies. And, you know, it's definitely, it would be helpful to look at this, because it'll make you realize that, you know, we're being programmed. And, I mean, I told you in the past episodes about the thing called FLACA that's making people behave like very super strong zombies that can run really fast and are, you know, they have videos of people on this flacca drug being run over by cars and getting up and running away. And, you know, all women, you know, basically beating the heck out of people and people behaving like, you know, like crazy monsters. So, you know, we don't know what these mad scientists are doing in these labs in the Ukraine, but, you know, President Trump said that the virus came from China, and he didn't mean, you know, based Ukraine, which is like a province, I was going to say province, but I think it's actually a town in Ukraine. So they set up these bio labs there. Big Pharm has their pharmacy, their laboratories there. Obama, when he was a newbie senator, a nobody, in 2005 or 2006, he went to the Ukraine. Like, why would they let this connected to the evil people in the CIA? The CIA was hijacked shortly after it was founded. They were the ones that orchestrated the murders of JFK and RFK and MLK and many other people. And it's like a Nazi cell within the CIA. And the ones that are good have left. And so what you have left are a dirty FBI and a Marxist communist CIA. I mean, did people realize that Brennan is a declared John Brennan, who ran the director of CIA? He is a declared communist, and he also studied Islam, and I think he identifies as a Muslim, which, you know, it's fine. He wants to be that, but you can't be representing what America is about if you are for the destruction of everything that America stands for. And that's what the Muslims book says, that you kill the Jews and kill the Christians, the non-believers. You know, there's no tolerance if you're a fundamentalist Muslim. And then Comey, supposedly he's some Rosicrucian or some other cult within, and there's all kinds of cults within cults, and you know, so we're dealing with people who, I mean, I don't think I was ever on was a PTA. I mean, I didn't even like being in I was in the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, and a couple other, you know, business groups like National Association of Professional Women that Ivanka Trump runs, and now it's National Association of International Professional Women, I think. But, you know, I've always been very against joining groups because you don't know what you're getting into. If you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6779. There are other people that I think are telling important information, and they're not well known. They're nobodies. But what I'm asking you to do is not be a snob and think, oh, well, you know, Patriot Street Fighter who knows General Flynn, you know, he's interviewing this guy named Gene Decode, D-E-C-O-D-E, and they're talking about all kinds of crazy stuff, off-world stuff, and, you know, basically the Earth being under a corporation status, and it's, you know, bad people doing really bad things. Like, it could be all just, you know, for the sake of a show, but it also could have some validity. And what you only know what they let you know is what I'm trying to get across to y'all. So don't think, oh, well, if it's really true, you know, Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, or whatever he is, CNN, he'll tell me. No, he's not going to tell you, okay? He's paid not to tell you. So is a lot of the other ones. So I really strongly suggest that you start looking at alternative media, because they also are, you know, telling you what to think, I guess, in a way, but they have a lot less of a agenda is what it comes down to. I wanted to mention that the Archbishop Carlo Maria Bagano, he's on the Thrive Time show, which is Clay Clark's channel. It's on Rumble, Thrive Time show. It's a torch with, like, I think a little crown on top of the torch. Because, you know, we're supposed to be ruling here on this planet, not evil. We're supposed to be in charge according to the Book of Acts. We're supposed to put our crowns on. So as I say, you know, let's get our crowns on. It means that we're supposed to be in charge and not tolerate evil and perverts and child abusers and mentally ill teachers, you know, telling kids that they're not, you know, they should talk about sex when they're 3 years old. So anyway, this Archbishop, Carlo Maria Bagano, is trying to tell the truth about what's going on. I strongly suggest you look at his video. I will link it in the show notes in a moment. But the reason I'm mentioning him is that, you know, don't think, oh, all the Catholic Church is filled with perverts and, you know, bad people. It's not. It's just that it's like everything else. It gets hijacked by, you know, the criminal element. And, you know, the Pope is not God on earth. Okay, he's just a man. And if he's in power, it's because of bad people allowing him to get power. You know, there have been good popes. There have been, you know, good God loving and obeying leaders in the Catholic Church. I mean, in my husband's family, he came from a mostly Catholic small village, and they didn't care that the Catholic Church was supporting Hitler. They were hiding Jews in that town. Okay, a lot of people were. But they also were helping to get kids out of Holland, and you know, the French Resistance was involved. The German good people were involved. I mean, the German people didn't know what was going on until, you know, much later. And then what do you do when they already have all their troops, you know, watching and spying on people, and people are disappearing in the middle of the night because they spoke up or because they were considered the resistance. I mean, you shut up really quickly. So I can't believe that this has come to America, but it's here, and how we deal with it will determine our future. So we're down to the last few minutes of this show. 319-527-6779. May 21st is International Tea Appreciation Day. I hope you come here to celebrate that and lift a cup with me and the audience. May 7th is the big event, Skippy Doo-Doo-Dah. it's a Patriot event in Florida. I've posted information about the tickets that are available on blog.laurabella.com. The thing is that you can have your own patriotic event, but what I'm hoping will happen by September 11th of 2022, that we'll be celebrating around the world a new system, and our rightful president, President Trump, back in office publicly, which I think has happened. That's partly why I'm asking you to look at Santa Surfing. She has videos from people who are doing undercover work in D.C. Looks like something big has been going on basically since March, but I think it's going to become more obvious this month. And some of the things that Trump says at rallies, some people think are comms, as in communications. Melissa in Texas has good intel on that. And, you know, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of people putting out a lot of crazy stuff like, oh, you know, Obama's ready at Gitmo and has been, or he's executed, or, you know, that's Joe Biden's wearing a mask, that's an actor wearing a mask, or that's a clone. You know, I have my own feelings about these things, but I'm not being shown, you know, definitive information about it, meaning God's not showing me. I haven't been shown anything. So I'm keeping my comments to myself about that. But you need to be aware that they have the capability of doing CGI manipulation. I've seen videos of famous stars, you know, taking like Eva Mendes, or not Eva Mendes, I forget what her name is, but taking a mask off, and it's the gal from Harry Potter series underneath, but, you know, it looks like, I mean, it could be special effects, or it could be legitimate. And, you know, that's partly why Hollywood works with the CIA, because they're very good at setting up state for movies, you know, have bombings and, you know, things that seem real. Well, they work with the CIA to create false flags. So we just had an incident in New York City today and on the subways. And, you know, get ready for more, because unfortunately these, you know, evil operatives and people who want to, you know, take over America and take over the world for that matter, they're not just going to go quietly into the night and say, oh, I guess we'll, you know, try it again in a couple of years. They know it's now or never. So we're going to have more terrible things happening that not all of them are going to be stopped by the quote-unquote white hats. I mean, they're not omnipresent. They can't be everywhere at once. So brace yourself for more stuff. That means get ready, prepare, get food supplies, you know, prescriptions, that kind of stuff, diapers, water. Because then you don't have to be as afraid, because you're mentally and, you know, in real life ready. InfoWars has a great sale going on. Patriot Supply does as well. Jesse Kelly, I still think, is putting out great info. He's talking about a product that isn't a gun. You don't have to have a license, but basically can immobilize someone. Something to have in your house that you can defend yourself without lethally hurting someone. So listen to Jesse Kelly. He's on TuneIn.com and on iHeartRadio, Jesse Kelly Show. He's a truth teller. And there's a lot of other people out there as well. All right, I want to ask you to be brave and be bold, and we all will be free. And I want you to say out loud, we declare in the name of Jesus that this evil will be destroyed. We release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And every day, fall cabal, okay? We are not going to be under their power. They are unworthy of being rulers of us. We're getting rid of them one way or the other, and we're getting heavenly help, in my opinion. That's what I've been shown. We're getting heavenly help. God has a big army up there. They're waiting for us to tell them what to do. We're supposed to be ruling and reigning. Okay, I do it every day, and I ask you to do the same. Take your authority back. Don't let these monsters control you. And you can laugh at me. I don't care. I know I'm telling you what you need to know. So get ready, get equipped, and God bless you all, and thanks for coming by.